Christ's supremacy is often forgotten. Christ's supremacy. Christ's preeminence in our daily life, Christ's preeminence at home, and Christ's supremacy or preeminence at the workplace. Last Sunday, we spoke, or the message was about Christ's supremacy in the home. And if the home does not function well, we will not be able to function well at the workplace. If the home does not have Christ as the head, the church will not function well. The workplace will not function well, wherever we are. And this morning, we'll be looking at the workplace, or wherever we are, and Christ's supremacy where we are. By work, I mean daily work in the business world as employees or employers, as students or teachers, as self-employed, etc. And writing self-employed, I thought of myself, I'm self-employed, I don't have a boss, and yet I do have a boss. You may be a writer, like my daughter is, or like my other daughter who runs a business, and yet we do have a boss. Our boss should be Christ. His preeminence should be felt every moment in our activities. And I've shared this before. I am self-employed, and while I fix something and I finish fixing it, and I close the unit, and then I realize that there are two screws left out there. And I've used it so many times, and yet it's very appropriate to use it again. And the temptation is these two screws, I know exactly where they go. They will not affect the radio. But then again, my boss tells me to open it and put it back, put these screws back where they belong. I believe in every area of our life, at the workplace, we should always know that there are God's cameras watching us, recording every activity. When you go as a worker, as an office clerk, or as a boss for a coffee break, what do you do? How long do you take? All these are questions that we should deal with. Although verse 22 uses the word slaves, the same principle and truths apply to Christian employers, employees, and to anyone that does something for others in any way of work or duty. You may say, well, I'm not a slave, and yet you must remember the verse that whatever we do, you must remember that we do it in the name of the Lord. In other words, Christ's preeminence outside our own person and home. Now, Christ's preeminence, supremacy, very often is not even seen in churches, let alone at work. You may go to a church, and from the beginning to the end, you hear about the achievements of the church, about the achievements of the workers, about the new decorations or decor, or you may hear about the music, or you may even be part of a greater activity, and yet you don't see Christ and His supremacy or preeminence in that church. You go to a home which is called Christian, and yet you don't see His preeminence in that family. You go to anywhere, a meeting, a great spiritual meeting or a Christian meeting or conference, and very often you don't see Him, Christ, being the head of this group. Paul reminds workers that they have two masters. Masters, employers, according to the flesh on earth, and a heavenly master, Christ. The Christian employee or worker, while he is working for his earthly master, the boss, he should be honoring and serving his master in heaven, Christ. Verse 22 says, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor. Just remember that even when the employer is not watching, the heavenly master is always watching. That's a scary thought. I mean, you may be the boss of the office. You may be the director. You may be the CEO. You may be whoever you are. And yet, you have a superior God. You may be an employee working for a boss. I remember, I'm not going to give the name of a company, an airline, manufacturing airline. We used to work on aeroplanes. That was many years ago when I was much younger. And we would go into the belly of the aeroplane, shut the door, lock it, and pretend we are working. And we were sleeping for 2-3 hours. Believe it or not, I was talking with someone a couple of weeks ago, and I said, that's what we used to do. He says, that's what we do today. He still works. And so you see, and the company didn't care. I mean, the money is coming in. The boss really didn't care, but God cares. I mean, you work in an office, and you say, I'm going to the bathroom. And it takes you 15 minutes just to put your makeup or fix something or get on the cell phone. You are stealing. The Bible says God is watching. Just remember that even when an employer is not watching, the heavenly master always watches. We are to be Christ pleasers and not men pleasers, the Bible says. But with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Our aim should be to honor Christ. What a blessing it is to know that Christian workers are actually ministers of Christ. As he or she or you and I operate a machine, uses his tools, drives his truck, teaches, or whatever work he or she is doing, might be doing, should remember that we are always watched by our master. But you may say, and I quote, you don't know my boss. I've heard this very often. He is a slave driver. Well, even though today slavery is illegal, I know that there are many that are being treated like slaves and even worse. I mean, if you work in a factory or in an office or in a manufacturing place, you know that bosses can be worse than slave drivers today. And yet, you also know that because God is in you, you have to, produce as if you're producing for God. Some people may say that's silly. That sounds stupid. How can I work hard to please God when I know that the boss is demanding so much? Well, you know, when the children of Israel were in Egypt and they were serving the Egyptian authorities, God was watching and God cared. And God said, I heard your cry. I heard your suffering. And I care. And so he sent Moses to free them. Well, while you are being mistreated at work, at the office, at home, you know that God knows. You should know that God knows and watches you. And your tears sometimes are counted by God. Listen to what the Word of God says in Titus 2:9. Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything they do, to try to please them, not to talk back to them. This is hard stuff. I mean, we know history and how slaves were mistreated and abused and tortured. And yet the Bible applied to them too. And I know that in history we read that there were those believers, the born-again believers, who would suffer and yet praise God. And some of our Negro spiritual hymns are hymns to sing and feel the presence of God. Because they were faithful. Because they are obedient to God. And sometimes they did disobey because the acts that they were demanded to act or be part of were against God. Excuse me. And in 1 Peter 2:18 we read, "Slaves, submit yourselves to your master with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. Work must come from the heart." Verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man." Half-hearted work is poor testimony. The half-hearted, unfaithful worker is going to be judged by our Heavenly Master. We must not forget that we are Christ's ambassadors wherever we are and whatever we are doing. A true believer should be better in whatever he or she is doing. Now, to the employers, the Bible has a lot to say too. Employers must manage their affairs as Christians. The employer or boss must not forget that he or she has a master too, who is watching him or her. In Ephesians 6:9 we read, "And masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who has both their master and yours in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him." I mean, you may feel powerful where you are as a boss. You may feel you have the authority. You may feel, or someone may feel, that to be successful, I have to drive these people to their limits. And I have to do this and I have to do that. And this power gets to your head or to someone's head. But God is watching. And sooner or later, you are to give an account. You are responsible to God for how you treat your employees. You may be self-employed. And you may find ways to come up with ways of making more money by producing less or copying someone else's work or doing it. God is watching. You may feel that you are the boss at home, the head of the family, and you may start ordering your wife and children around. You must not forget that you have a master in heaven. You may be the mother at home, a single mother with kids. You must remember there is a boss watching you. The head of the family is not there, and yet there is a Heavenly Father. We must all reflect Christ in daily work. Today, I remember what Gandhi said once. He said, "If not for the Christians, I would have become a Christian myself." What that meant was that we may have the right message, we may have the source of truth, we may have the truth, we may preach it, we may write about it, we may publicize it, and yet unless we live it, then people will look at us and say, "Man, if not for the Christians, I would have believed in the Bible." And employers and employees have to be very careful how they treat or mistreat or abuse or take advantage of their fellow workers. Colossians 4:1 says, "Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven." If the employer puts Christ first and gives him preeminence, then he will be able to face his or her master, God, with clean heart. Too many Christians are happy and rejoice with the great doctrines of salvation, but ignore or even rebel at the Christian duties and work. Again, we have to be the best possible example there is. We are not the light. We reflect the light. We are like the moon. If the sun did not exist, the moon is a dark, cold place. It's because of the sun that the moon gets the light and then reflects it down or up to us. And if not for Christ, our Savior, our Creator, we have nothing to offer. We have nothing to shine with. What the only thing we have, I believe, is our Creator, our Sustainer, Jesus Christ. And He is in us. And if He is in us, we become a light. At one time we were darkness, but now we have become light. Employers, employees, husbands, wives, children, the pastor, the priest, the archbishop, whoever you are, we must all remember that we are being watched. And this is something that we have sort of dropped from our minds and heart. Churches continue, Christians continue to live as there is no judgment day. There is no fear anymore of God. And the fear of God has been replaced with cheap, easy believism, which is, it's cheap, it's easy, you get it for nothing, you don't have to do much, and you can take advantage of anything and anyone, and it's still okay, because you are a Christian. But the Bible says, everything we do, we must remember that He is always watching. Too many Christians are happy, and yet they have forgotten about God. The believer who lives a shallow, disobedient life does not really believe in the preeminence of Jesus Christ. Because if he did, his work or her work and way of life would be one of faithfulness, godliness, and obedience. Can you imagine if every one of us would be reflecting Christ at work, at school, at home, in the marketplace? If every one of us had become or becomes a light and reflect Christ, people will be following us. What is this? How is this person so polite, so nice, so honest, so sincere? If churches would be reflecting Christ and not doctrine and denominational differences and selfishness and arrogance, then people would be coming into church to see why they are so different. But today, people leave churches because Christ is not the preeminent person in the church. We must shine and reflect Christ in whatever we do, regardless of our state or position. Ephesians 6:8 says, "Because we know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free." What about my work ethics? What about your work ethics? Is Christ preeminent in my life, in your life, in your daily life and work? Whatever that is, may God help you and me, actually, to live and work a godly life full of His presence in our daily walk. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Thank you for your promises. Lord Jesus, you said that any time or wherever or whenever two or three are gathered in your name, you are always there. And we know that you are here. And we know that you heard every word we said. Lord, if I said something that was wrong, if I said anything or expressed any opinion or said something that was against your will and your word, please erase it from our minds. But I know that you have spoken to each one of us. And I know that you will reward every one of us with eternal joy and happiness and peace and serenity if we surrender our lives completely to you. And you become the preeminent person in our daily life. Lord, I pray for our homes, our families. May we see the need for you to be the head of the family. May we see the need for you to be the preeminent person and hold the preeminent chair in our church and in our daily work. Touch each one of us and strengthen our faith. In your blessed name I pray, amen.